Okay, so we dealt with in front of how many people you make a machah. Now the Gemara turns to the question of how often you make a machah. So the Gemara brings a ma'isa. Gidol bar miyume havalei mechuyo osa lemechuyei. Ashkechinu l'rafuna ulechia bar rav, l'rav chilkia bar tuvi. Daviyasi umocha kamayu. He went and he made a machar in front of three, not because he holds he needed a machar in front of three, there happens to be there were three there. Shana had the aslam kuyay. So he felt that he should come back the next year and make a second machar. So they told him, Amrulay, lo yisrichas, hachi amarav, ki mishimicha shana mishayna shavay netzarach lemchais. So this the Gemara, there's nothing to talk about, the Gemara doesn't bring chalukei deis. There's no need to make a machar every single year. The Hava Mina that you do need your Macha every single year, probably, is maybe that it's a Teva of people. So you see someone in your field, see someone in your house. Maybe it's a Teva of people to make a Macha every year. So Gemara is saying, no, it's not necessary. Yikidi Amri, Amalechia Barat, Kibishimicha Shana Rishayna Shavei Tzarech Lemchas. So you don't have to make a Macha every year. Like the Ramban, that we've spoken out numerous times in the Perek. The Ramban says it's the teva of a person to make a machar right away. If you see someone in your house, you really make a machar. The teva is to make a machar right away. You don't give him any time. The Ramban said, so why is there a chazaka of 3 years? So the Ramban said, because up until 3 years, there's a reis of ach vishtarcha. Where's your star? So Ramban Taka said that the teva, a person makes a machar every year. That's the nature of a person. He makes a machar right away. Ramban didn't say every year. But he said the first year, it's a teva to make a machar. It's very good that there's such a havamina, you have to make a machar every year. But you don't have to because the other person has a star and a bakri starcha. Where's your star? Zakti Gemara, however, Amar Shlokish Mishun Bar Kapar V'tzarach Limchais B'saif Kol Gimel V'Gimel. Rish Lakish said in the name of Bar Kapara that you do have to make a mecha every 3 years. Toi bar of Yechid, and Michi Gazlan Yesh Lechazaka. He's a Gazlan. He came Shalaik did in the beginning. Could he get a Chazaka? So the Gemara Gazlan Saka Daita, who says he was a Gazlan in the beginning? Just because the person made a mecha doesn't mean he was a Gazlan. Elo Ki Gazlan Yesh Lechazaka. There was the other person would have won with a tie that you're a Gazlan when he made his original mecha. So how could he have a chazaka? Amarava, nevertheless, even though Rabbi Yechanan held differently, and normally we pass with Rabbi Yechanan, but the halacha is you have to make a mecha at the end of every one of the 3 years. The question is why? Why, if I made a mecha once at the end of the first 3 years, before the end of the first 3 years, I made a mecha in the third year? Why do I have to make a mecha again in the sixth year? Why isn't it good enough to make one mecha and you made a mecha in Shangot? So we have two mahalchim in the Rishayim as to why a person has to make a mecha every 3 years. The first pshat of that the Rashbam holds is the Iker, which is also the Shita Saramban. Why do you have to make a mecha? If you made one mecha, why do you have to make a second mecha? The reason is that the person could say, look, when you made your mecha, so I checked my shtar, I made sure I had my shtar. You said, Tavanalei l'mocha, Tavanalei l'dina, you said you're going to take me to Bezdin. So I'm careful with my shtar. But look, since you said you'll take me to Bezdin, 3 years passed. I see that your maskim, that your first words are divrei havai, the divrei shtus. The first thing, when you made your mecha, obviously, your maskim, your mecha was nothing. Because 3 years went by, you didn't do anything. After 3 years, I stopped watching my shtar. I figured, you know, people talk, so you talked. You're upset, and you said that it's your field. And you're going to take me to Bezdin. But if 3 years pass, I could again be Nazar Bishtare, And Mimela, I'm believed to say I bought it from you originally. I'm in this field now for 6 years. So I'm telling you I bought it 6 years ago. And you made a machaya in the third year. So you're right, you made your machaya in the third year. I was careful with my shtar, and I held my shtar for 3 more years. But now 3 more years passed, and sure. That's the first pshat. That's the pshat of Rav Yishayim. Rav Brown brings a pshat b'shem, he calls Yeshem Farshim. Say the Pirsh Rav Hananel, is it? No, Yeshem Farshim, I'm sorry. It's a Balamor Shita in the back. He just says Yeshem Farshim. And it's the Shita's Bal Hamor. The Bal Hamor learns that it's not pshat that you have to make a second mechah because the person will say, I bought it 6 years ago. If you bought it 6 years ago, there was a mechah for that already. But the pshat is, he could say, I bought it 3 years ago. You made your mechah towards the end of the first 3 years. You made a mechah middle of year number 3. So that mechah is good for up till then. But the person could kinda, he bought it the day after the mechah. He could say, you know, you taka made a mechah 3 years ago. But I went and I bought it from you the day after your mechah. I bought it then. And 3 years have lapsed since then and I lost my shtar. So the Balamar's pshat is not that because you could tie that you bought it 6 years ago. And that was taka mechah. But you could tie that you bought it 3 years ago, which is after the Mechiras Hashtar, which is after the original mechah. And in that, you'll be believed that you bought it after the 3 years. These are the two pshatim, Rishbam's two pshatim, the Machlokes is the Balamar and the Ramban, and the two pshatim that are brought as pshat in this Gemara. Tosfos mentions both pshatim, all the Rishayim mention two pshatim. Bashkafu Rishayim, what would be a nafkamina? At first glance, it would be a tremendous nafkamina. Right? Maisa Shahaya Kachaya. The taka happens, someone makes a machah at the end of 3 years, 3 more years go by, they come to pass. Now let's see. If the person time is, I bought it 6 years ago, like the Rashbam, that's a good time. Like the Bal Hamor, that's not a good time. That's not the case with the Gemara. The Rashbam, Bal Hamor holds that's not a good time. What happens if when they come to Beis Din, the person says, I bought it 3 years ago? Well, the Bal Hamor says that's a good time. The Rashbam is saying that's not a good time. Rashbam is saying it's only a good time if you tied it 6 years ago. You follow, each one is saying a different shot in the Gemara. Ashkafa Rishayna would look. That each one holds the other one's case is not a good time. We could talk about the svar of why it's no good. As far as why, which we'll talk about in Mitzvah. But you hear the difference. The Bal Hamor is saying, in this case, the person made the Mechah in year 3. And now it's the end of year 6. So the Bal Hamor is saying that he asked the Taina, I bought it in year 4, in the beginning of year 4. And he's believed because it was after the Mechah. It would seem like the Bal Hamor, the Taina, you bought it 6 years ago. If no, I'm honest, there was a Mechah on that. If I cared, the Rashbam says you bought it 6 years ago. It would seem like him, if you say you bought it 3 years ago, that you're not believed. You have to say you bought it 6 years ago. What's the svara he shouldn't be believed? Which one? That he bought it 3 years ago? Because he's being maida that he originally went down to Gazlan Nusa. He's saying he started off 3 years as a Gazlan and then 3 years as buyer.
And
what? So that the Gedulei Shmuel writes, it's a small paragraph, the Gedulei Shmuel, it just says for Pashtos, that Lamaisa, The Rashbam and Baal HaMor would both be moided that both cases work. But why? Because of a kayach of a migul. Listen to what he says. He says, let's see. Like the Rashbam, which taina works? The taina I bought it 6 years ago. That's the taina that works. So he says, now, once you can say you bought it 6 years ago, if you say you bought it 3 years ago, you'll be believed with a migul. You could have said you bought it 6 years ago. Once the taina, any one taina is good, the other taina is good with a migul. So if you say, like the Rashbam, you could say 6 years ago. So the 6 years ago taina, you believe the etzem. The 3 years ago taina, you believe with a migul. You could have said you bought it 6 years ago. So it comes out. Like the Baal HaMor, your be'etzem believed that you bought it 3 years ago. Now, if you're going to taina you bought it 6 years ago, you'll be believed with a migul. You could have said you bought it 3 years ago. So the Gdolei Shmuel says that it's a nafkamina and how to learn up the sugya. And maybe there'll be nafkaminas, you can think of nafkaminas in cases where the migul has some chasarin in it. But in the normal case, they'll both be believed in both cases. Both shittas would believe both, because once you believe with one, you believe with the other one with a migul. What?
The
Rashbam would believe the Baal HaMor is tied with a migul, the Baal HaMor. Even with the Afish Darach, in which case?
In the case where he claims that he bought it 6 years ago, you know, I made him a father, the whole piece of money, right, to lose his shtarach because.
There's no chesar of Afish Darach if I say I bought it 6 years ago. If I say I bought it 3 years ago, it's also no chesar of Afish Darach. It's 3 full years have passed.
But you came with Azalusa. You're more than that you came with Azalusa, you miss Afish Darach.
It may or may not be so. I'll talk about it in a minute. This is the Gedulei Shmuel's top, and the Bashkafer Yishayin is right. What's the difference? Which taina works? Once one taina works, the other works. So someone taina downstairs, it's not so fashit, to say, I bought it 6 years ago, with a migu, I could say I bought it 3 years ago, Chayr is something not so good about that migul. Because when you say you bought it 6 years ago, you get to keep 6 years worth of payers. And we believe in a migul of 3 years ago, you say you bought it 3 years ago, you only keep 3 years of payers. So l'chayra, it's a migul mamam mamamin. You're saying, believe me to get 6 years of payers plus the karka. With a migul of 3 years of payers plus the karka. Thought it wasn't no good.
He's telling
me I bought it 6 years ago.
I believe Damas says
I bought it 6 years ago. Believe me.
3 years ago, you're right. I was an artist then.
You'll say that you were an artist then. So you're talking half the Paris, right? You're the other half the Paris.
So I bought the Paris. I was eating the Paris. I own the Paris.
All right, so you could say better. He could say that the first 3 years, there were no Paris. There was no profit. That's what you're saying. You can make up a story of the first 3 years.
You
can have a teretz on the first 3 years. Maybe part of his migul, he'll have a teretz on the first 3 years. Now, believe me, I bought it 6 years ago. With a migul, I could say I bought it 3 years ago, and I don't owe you any Paris because... I was thinking because there were no Paris, you're saying because he bought the Paris, or huh? That's what he means, Taka. So, okay, came him advarim, comes out two very different shots of the Gemara, and a very small nafkamina between, so far no nafkamina between them, because each one will be made in the other's case with the chap of a migul. You know, in nafkamina, there are differences in rules of migu and rules of etzem nemonis. There are slight differences, right? It will be shutfim. Migu by tray, you don't say. So there will be two people, then it will be nafkamina. If you hold he's believed by etzem, he's believed. If you hold he's believed with a migu, he's not believed. So you could have nafkamina's cases with this nafkamina, if it's atzem migu or not. But by etzem, it seems to be a very slight nafkamina. The truth is, though, that in the Lomdis, there's a gigantic nafkamina between the two ways to learn this Gemara. If you look back on Lamed Gimel Amid Aleph, if you don't mind, when we learned Lamed Gimel Amid Aleph, I told you there were three Yesaidis Tikkatisis. I know for sure I told you because I made a mark in my Gemara on the three Tisis. There were three Tisis in there, and I told you all three are Yesaidis in general. And the first of the three was Tisis Akbashay Lishtar Mashkanta. Taisus Akbashay Lishtar Mashkanta had no kashas, no answers, just a chiddush din. Taisus there said, why in the Gemara's case did Rabba Bar Shirshan have to hide the Shtar Mashkanta? He had a field. And he had a field, and the person died, and he wanted to hold on to the field and need to pay it. So the Gemara said he's going to hide the Shtar Mashkanta and pretend it's his. Why does he have to hide the Shtar Mashkanta? Let him say it was first a Mashkin, and then I bought it. So Taisus said, Klolius Dikachidish, that any time something comes to your hand in the first place, the Tairas, something. It comes to you originally, not because it's yours. One example was, let's say you're a repairman. You have a repair shop. And you have, somebody brought you in a microwave to fix. That microwave, if you're going to tell them later that you bought it, and you'll say, what do you mean? I'm a muzik in the Talmud. I'm a Timachabel of Araya. I'm a muzik. So Taisus stelled a Mecca rule that if you get something originally for reasons that are not ownership, you get it for a different reason, you can't later say, I have it and I'm a muzik in it. If the first minute you got it for a reason, later you can't say that you're a muzik. And Taisus brought a few reasons. He said mashkanta, a few examples rather. Mashkanta, and what were the other examples? Aris. If you have a field originally as an aris, you can't say it later. And Dvarim Asurim Lahashul Lahaskir. If you have something that people normally lend, and you're holding it, you can't lay the tine of mozik. And Gazlin. If you originally have something, the Gazlinusa, you can't tine the later that it's yours. So Taisa said the Feirish, that if you had something originally, because Lanusa, you can't later say, I bought it, and believe me, because I'm a muzik, even if you have 3 years. Yemi aside of that Taisus is Lachaira, the basis of the Rashbam and Agamara and the Ramban. What do they say? You're in this field for 6 years. You want to be believed to say you bought it 3 years ago. You want to be believed to say you bought it 3 years ago. If you're masking that the first 3 years was Shalai Kedin, whether it's Af Gazlo Nusa, your Mamish Gazlo, or even Af Aris, meaning you were there Kedin, but not Al Tabailim. So you're someone who started having a Chazak in this Karka for a reason. For a reason that doesn't give you a chazak, either as Gazlo Nusa, or as Mashkanta, or as Aris, whatever you started. If you start with one thing, then Taisus' side is that even later, if you buy it, you have to hold your shtar forever. Because once you started for a different reason, you never get chazak. Because we assume that you still have it that way. That is side of Taisus, which we saw the Luki Yosef later argue. That's your side of Taisus. That is the basis of rejecting the Baal HaMara Shita and the Yesh Mefarshim Shita. This Yesh Mefarshim, who hold, I could say, I bought it 3 years ago, even though Amayda was there already 6 years, is the hepach of this Taisus. So that this cloud gadol of Taisus is bemis the nafkamina between the two Shitas, a tremendous nafkamina between the two. If we have such a yisaid, or we don't have such a yisaid now, it may be true that with a migu you'll win. The Kedusha Shmuel could be right. In the Hechatimtza of our Gemara, where you're saying I bought it 3 years ago, and you have a migu, you could have said you bought it 6 years ago, in a chinami. But in a case where you don't have a migu, where everyone's maida, you came in originally as an artist, and now you want to say you bought it, that'll be a tremendous nafkamina between the two shitas. Between
the shitas.
According to the first shot of the Rashbam, right. So the answer is what? So the migu helps because the migu will help in any case. In all those cases in Taisvis, if you have a migu, you'll win. So Taisvis is talking where we know if you wouldn't have been after Shelish Darmishkanta, right? If his Darmishkanta would have been in front of Bezdin, and we know he came originally with a mashkin, Chazaka doesn't help. But we take a see from that Taisvis that if you after Shelish Darmishkanta, if you hide the mashkin star, so later on, you could have said you bought it right away. You have a migu. Rabbi Bar Shushan wasn't going to lie. He did come to it b'teres mashkin first. But he could have said he bought it originally. So we see in a case, even if Demis is, you started with a mashkanta, but Lamaisa, you have a migu. So then you believe. So the Rashbam, the Gedul HaShmuel is right. The Rashbam will be masking. When you have a migu, you'll win. But nevertheless, when you don't have a migu, you won't win. The Balamar holds that you believe be'etzem, even without a migu, you believed. The Balamar holds that if you're 3 years, the Gazbalusa, Bari Susa, and you say you bought it, you believe be'etzem, not out of migu. To say you believe be'etzem, that's not like Yenetaisis. So it comes out that Taisis is a Chiddush Gadol, it's a Nafkamina Gedayla. Between in Lundis, it's not big nafkamina. Has a halachadik alam nafkamina when there's no migu. Between the two shitas. Now, there's another nafkamina between the two shitas, and that goes back to the first time. I think it was the first time this year we mentioned this gemara, and that was. Not on Lamed Gimel, but on Lamed Amid Beis. Lamed Gimel, which I mentioned to you a minute ago, was the story of Rabbi Bar Shirshim. Lamed Amid Beis, which takes us back to Cheshvan, the beginning of this man, was the case of Meplanya Zavina. Someone says, my boy is Bahayara. So the Mazik says, the Planya Zavina Bachate Shnei Chazak. Says, it's mine. I bought it. I ate it Shnei Chazak. Mamaleha, Niki, the Shnara, the Zavdi, the Leha, Abishni. You're here 3 years. I bought it 4 years ago. So the other person said, Misavrit Shnei Chazak, it's Lashni Kamina. You think I'm only here 3 years? Shnei Chazak, Atuva Kamina. I'm here before 4 years ago. It was a Marikama. Everyone agrees the Marikama is Reuben. Everyone agrees Reuben sold it to Shimon 4 years ago. That also everyone agrees. There's a shtar. Reuben sold it to Shimon 4 years ago. The Machzik says, I bought it before that. Reuben sold it to me more than 4 years ago. So he believed. Because he's saying he bought it more than 4 years ago. But Amar Rava, Abdi Inshi Dekar L'Shnei Tu V'Shnei Chazaka V'Hani Mili Dach L'Shev HaShonim Dekadim Chazaka D'Aishtar L'Hach. What's the case of Shis? Okay, we're going to talk about the case of Shis, which Taisus here brings. Again, everyone agrees Reuven was the Marikama. Now you have two people fighting it out. One person says, I bought it 6 years ago. And the other person says, I bought it 4 years ago. He says, you didn't buy it, I bought it. I bought it 4 years ago. He says, no, you didn't buy it, I bought it 6 years ago. Now they're fighting. Now, the 4 years ago person, time is, where's your shtar? You say you bought it 6 years ago. He says, I don't have to have a shtar, it's already 6 years. So the 4 years ago person, time is, he made a machah. When he sold it to me 4 years ago, that's a machah. That was 2 years into you. You claim you bought it 6 years ago. You're moves it from 6 years. But 2 years into your 6 years, he made a macha, because when he sold it to me, en lecha macha gedai lemizu. The biggest macha you can do, if someone's in a field, is to sell it. So he made a macha 2 years ago. So the Gemara, you win. The says, it's a good macha, en lecha macha gedai lemizu. And if it was 6 years ago, that one person claims he bought it, and he has no shtar. And 4 years ago, the other one claims he bought it, and he does have a shtar. The 4 years ago person is going to win. That's what we learned on Lamed Amid Beis. The Rush on Daf Lamed Amid Beis asked the Kasha, which Tosfos on Lamed Tes asks. And that is that it's a stira, the Gemara Lamed Amid Beis, and the Gemara Lamed Tes Amid Beis. There's a stira, the two sugyas. Why? Because here on Lamed Tes Amid Beis we're saying, you need a new chazak, a new macha every 3 years. That's the way our Gemara is saying. You need a new macha every 3 years. Yeah, the Gemara is saying, you don't need a new macha every 3 years. It's enough he made a macha 4 years ago. That's all he did, is make a macha 4 years ago. And that's a good macha. So, frek the Rosh, frek the Awatosis, the Bramasla Vatzarech, it's a steer of the two sugyas. How come in the Yana Gemara, why is it that the selling it 4 years ago is enough of a macha, and now 4 years went by with zero macha? Why don't we say you need a new macha in these 4 years? We aren't even talking about it. Gemara just said that if he bought it 6 years ago and he bought it 4 years ago, so the 4 year ago sale is a macha for the 6 year ago sale. So who came? That Gemara holds you don't need a new macha.
Because he wasn't asking the 4 years.
Since he wasn't Meicha in the 4 years. But we say the person who's in there for the 4 years wins. Even though he didn't make a Mecha. What? Rakama was only Meicha 4 years ago, but he should have to make another Mecha 3 years after Yena Mecha. To which the 6 year one. But if he sold it to the 4 year one, why didn't he make another Mecha 2 years later? Because he sold it, selling it is different. That's what he said.
Right?
What?
Who should make the
macha? What does Tosfos mean? Who should make the macha? Who should make the macha, Taka? The 4 year person or the Amarikana? Right? That's Tosfos Lashon. What does Tosfos mean? Who should make the macha? The kasha seems to be that the Marikama should make a macha. The person who's there now, why doesn't the person who's there now have to make a macha? So he could say, you don't have a tanya against me. It's me, you don't have a tanya. You have a chazaka without a tanya. Because you might, they didn't buy it for me. Do you have a tanya against the Marikama? The Marikama made a macha. So the question is, why is the Marikama's one macha 4 years ago good enough? That's the kasha. So Tosfos says the two sugyas argue. Tosfos says it's a machlokes, the two sugyas. Our sugya holds you need a macha every 3 years. That Gemara holds you don't need a macha every 3 years. And Shalom al Yisrael. I mean, machlokes, it's a machlokes, two sugyas, and it's not complicated. And only that, Tosfos says the halacha is like Yena Gemara. The only sheet in the Rishayim, I think, is Tosfos, who holds that we don't pass the need a macha every 3 years. Tosfos says we pass like Yena sugya. You don't need a macha every 3 years. The Rosh, however, answers, like some of you are answering, the Rosh Taka says that it's not a kasha from Daf Lamed to Daf Lamed Tes. Because in Daf Lamed, you sold it. When you sell something, that's different. Because when the Marikama sells it, he got cash. He's got his cash. He has his money. He's not going to bother making a new macha every 3 years. He's already laughing at this other person. He got money for it, and he's home free. When do you make machais every 3 years? if you're still hoping to get that building or that field. You make a mecha every 3 years. So you made a mecha once, you have to make a mecha again because you're still hoping to take him to Bezdin. But when you sold it, if the original person sold it, he doesn't have to keep on making mechais every 3 years because he doesn't care anymore. Once he sold it, let them fight about it, and he takes his money and he goes home. So the original person doesn't have to make a mechai every 3 years. Who's not going to be happy? The original Akaf.
If I ordered it year one, he's not going to be happy with the shadows
The two sogyas. The Rosh answers. The Rosh Gada has a second teretz. The Rosh has a second teretz, interesting teretz. He says a mecha of a dibor has to be renewed every few years. Dibor, words are cheap. You say words, the 3 years go by, you say, oh, he forgot about the words. They were divrei havai, they were narishkan. Dibor needs to be a new mecha every 3 years. A maisa mechira, that's such a mecha, you don't need to renew every 3 years. You did a maisa mechira, obviously, 3 years later, you're not going back and saying, those were divrei havai, that was a shtus. It wasn't a shtus, you sold it. So the Rosh says that if you actually did a mechira, that one mecha is good forever. If you sell it, that mecha is good forever. There's such a tshuva sarajba, which is brought in Shulchan Aruch. Now, once you do a mechira, that's one mecha is good forever. The dibor, after 3 years, if somebody says something, 3 years later, he didn't do anything about it, you say, all right, he was angry, he said words, forget it. Once he sold it, he's not forgetting it. He's continuing. That's the Rosh's second teretz, which is very similar, David, to what you were saying about the shtar being a constant mecha. Because it's not words that disappear, it's something which is continuous, which is a continuous. If you look in Tosfos carefully, which we're going to do together, I think you'll see that Tosfos pshat, that it's a machlokes, the two sugyas, is toloi in the machlokes, the Baal HaMor against the Ramban and the Rashbam. This whole Tosfos Yesod, Tosfos says, is toloi in what we started share with today. There are two ways to learn. Like Gedolei Shmuel said, there's not a big nafka mina between them. Tosfos holds is a gigantic nafkamina. Look in Tosfos. Tzarech l'mcheis b'seif kol gil. Ein lefaresh the tamo shelo yomer lakach yachar mecha. Tosfos says, don't say like the Baal HaMor. The Baal HaMor says that the tain is lakach di after the mecha, which is year four in our example. Ki the perish hakunsh is like Rashi says in the Yesh Mepharshim. Ki v'da karchai ma'idah the mei karakai the mecha loy b'teres mechira nachispa. Since he's Maida originally that he went, Shalai Bataras Mechira, Einamalai Machri Kei Kanisi. Like these three lines of Tosfos are identical to Tosfos Dalam Gimel Amid Aleph. That once he went, Bataras one thing, nothing else happens. Voy, the second Raya, Dinkin Shabakar Le Gazla. Ella, what's the correct Shas? So Tosfos is not like the Baal HaMor. Ella Tamaka de Pirisha Kunchis, Mishud de Tlashani, Mizdarinish Mishtare, Achar Mecha, Vesulai. In fact, the Rashbam said that you say you bought it 6 years ago. And even though there was a mecha 3.5 years ago, but that mecha made me keep the shtar for 3 years, and now it passed. Zok Tosfos. Ulahai taimer. Chapotos is saying. Lahai taimer, if you learn like the Rashbam, and not like the Baal HaMor, lahai taimer, hadolam ala'el. The stira between Daf Lamed and Daf Lamed Tes is only true, is only a stira if you don't learn like the Baal HaMor. If you learn that Agamar is talking, he tied it, he bought it 6 years ago. So if Agamar is talking, he tied it, he bought it 6 years ago. And Daf Lamed Omid Be'ez is also talking, he tied it, he bought it 6 years ago. So Taisvis, high timer. If Agamar is talking about it 60 years ago, then it's a stira to Daflam and Amid Beis. It ends up Taisus. I have a kasha. Taisus says the sugi is argued. Taisus kasha is only if you learn like the Rashbam. Taisus is saying that if you learn like the Baal Amor, that an Agamar is not saying that you're tidy, you bought it 6 years ago. Agamar is saying you bought it 3 years ago, after the Mechah. Then it's not a stira to Daflam and Amid Beis. Why not? What does Taisus mean? What does Taisus mean? Like the Baal Amor, it's not a stira to Daflam and Amid Beis. What does he mean? Why isn't that a stira? Because over there he's tiny. On Lamed Amid Beis, he's tiny. I bought it 6 years ago. And the Gemara says he's not polluted. Agamar is talking. He says he bought it 3 years ago. And that he is believed. Isn't Taisus saying that where he said that light the Baal Amor is not a stira? Because light the Baal Amor, it's not a stira. That Gemara is talking when he says I bought it 6 years ago, Shishnid. And they are not believed. And Agamar is talking when he says he bought it 3 years ago, and there you are believed. Isn't that what Taisus is saying? That's what I wanted to get to. That's why. Is that what Taisus is saying? And maybe I'm learning Taisus wrong, so tell me. Isn't that what Taisus is saying? That like the Baal Amor, you're only believed to say I bought it after the Mechah, which is 3 years ago. But to say I bought it 6 years ago, that's not flamid. You're not believed. That's the way you have to learn Taisus. If that's true, so like Avi is saying, it's not like the Gedulei Shmuel. Gedulei Shmuel said that Lamaisa, there's no difference. The Baal Amor is Maida. You could say I bought it 6 years ago. With Amigo, I bought it 3 years ago. Right? Say I bought it 6 years ago. With Amigo, I could have said I bought it 3 years ago. Taisus doesn't seem to hold of that. Because in Cain, over there on Laman Abed Bay, it's the same thing. You should be able to say I bought it 6 years ago. And Lachari does have an ego. He could have said I bought it from you 3 years ago. So what? The son of Achishtarcha? But there is no son of Achishtarcha. He could say it's right 4 years. He could say I bought it 3 years ago.
I bought it 6 years ago. He's saying I bought it 6 years ago. I had
a Tanya, I bought it 6 years ago.
I had a I'm asking.
So you're saying not like the Gilishmo. That's not like the Gilishmo. The Migo won't help. The Gilishmo is saying the Migo helps. Okay, so he's saying, so in other words, all right, you're right, but it comes out now. So you're answering the kasha. If we say not like the Gedulei Shmuel, it's Shver Ayi as a Migul, so we'll say it's Teres, it's not Rav Mishnah. But it, L'chayra, Taisus learned that way, not like the Gedulei Shmuel. But the Gedulei Shmuel is saying for Pashtus. Not really, because the Beis Halevi said that the Rosh only holds that way by a Pesha Asa, not by a regular Migo. It's maybe the Rosh Man, by a regular Migo. If that's true, that means what he said, that the Migo works only when Pesha Asa works against over Akhishtar. But a Migo, which is Agamara, it doesn't work against Akhishtar, which is not like the Rishma. Said that the Rosh is mighty. The Rosh only said it in the Simon Aleph by a Pesha Asim is stronger than Akhishtach. But Amigo, everyone agrees Akhishtach is stronger than Amigo. That's what they're saying. So, I was saying, your way of thinking, the Gilishmo is not Emes Ladin. So, what do we have in this Gemara? We have two ways to learn. We have the Rashbam and the Balamor. When you get it, when you look in the Gedolei Shmuel, he says not much nafkamina between them. Well, the Chayra, we came up now with 2 points of nafkamina. First of all, the Tosfos Bamigimel Amud Aleph, that plow, is a nafkamina between them. And second of all, Tosfos himself seems to hold that there is a nafkamina between them, and that later Balamor, you don't have a meter. La halacha comes out of Machlaikis, Tosfos, and everybody else. Tosfos holds you don't have to make a mechayev every 3 years, because Tosfos holds the Machlaikis, Daf Lamed, and Daf Lamed Tes. And all the other Rishayim, I don't know, maybe I missed some Rishayim, but I think all the other Rishayim say like the Rashbam's Pshat in the Gemara, and everybody else's Pshat. To say Stephen Tyson's chat in this Gemara, but that this Gemara is lahalacha. It's interesting. The Gemara says Amar Rav Hilchis Tzarach Limchais. The Seif called Gimel VeGimel. It's unusual that a Rishon should say on a Gemara that says Hilchisa, and Rav is the one. Tyson's Shita all over Shas is Rav is a Basra, and Halacha is like Rav. Highly unusual. Tyson said that we don't pass in this thing. Okay, the Gemara brings now one more case, which Vaita, there are 2 ways to learn. The Taich in the Gemara, just like in the previous Gemara, there's a Machlaikis had a Taich. The same thing the next, this is both Bar Kapara, Tani Bar Kapara. One more member of Bar Kapara. Irr, Chazavir. Irr here means Machar. He made a Machar. And then he made another machah, then he made another machah, which is great. He made constant machahs. The problem is he changed the story. Here you have a person making a machah. One day he says machah because Kasla Rusa. And the year next day he says machah because you're an artist. Next day he says machah is a mashkin. He keeps on saying it's my field. That is not changing. It's my field. I'm making a machah, you're sitting here. You're sitting here because you're a Goslin. You're sitting here because it's a Mashkin. You see, he gives different reasons. Ir of a Chazavir, a Chazavir. Imachmas Taina Rishayna Ir. Ein Lechazaka. If you stay with the same story throughout, no Chazaka. Im Lav, Yesh Lechazaka. If you change your story, you do have a Chazaka. This haste. If you want to be a crook, you have to be consistent. If you want to get away with a lie, you have to lie straight. So 1 year he gives one story, another year he gives another story, nothing to do. Very nostalgic Gemara. How could there be 2 pshatim in this Gemara? So there are 2 pshatim, and the 2 pshatim touch on a tremendous insight in Hilchis Dayanim. The Rashbam learns, Ir b'chazavir means, year one, he said one taina. Year two, he said a second taina. Year three, he said a third taina. Doesn't work. If he had just kept his mouth shut after year one, it would have been perfect. Because all that passed for 3 years. If he makes any one macha, it would be good. But this fellow made 3 machas. Made a macha the first year, he said, you're a ganav. Made a machah the second year, he said, you're an oris. He said, machah the third year, he said, it's a mash. So after Rashbam, he's a hosta kafrin. He's obviously a liar. He lied in bed. And nothing he says counts. The person who's hosta kafrin, lies don't count. Says, ki'ilu, he never made a machah. And the other person, I would think, doesn't have to watch a shtar for such a type of machah. And so after Rashbam, this is garbage. The Rosh argues with the Rashbam. The Rosh says it's not emes. Now listen to what the Rosh says, and we spoke about this also in the beginning of this man. The Rosh says that a person is allowed to change his mind even in Beis Din. Now I'm not talking about Edim. By Edim, we have a rule, keeping Shehigit Shavein Echayzeh Umagim. Because there is a Kasev, Edim say Edis, they can't come the next day and say, we made a mistake. Even when they're in a Masla. They can't say they made a mistake. They can say they found out something new. But they can't say that what they said yesterday was not accurate. That's Gzeres HaKosuv. Doesn't care work that way. Imagine people come and say someone was Mechal Shabbos. They give the person Nisa. And the next day, they can come in and they change their testimony. Eidim can't change. However, Zokta Rosh, and that's a Shittas HaRambam, and Hilchos Tayin V'Nit, that a person who says a Baldin, who says a Taina in Bezdin, can change his Taina, provided that he does so before Eidim come and shlug up his first time. If I walk into Bezdin and I say something, and then Eidim say I'm a liar, I say, oh yeah, I made a mistake, it's so different. You can't do that. That's obvious that you're a crook. Why are you changing your title? Because we shlug up your first title, take a second. But if there are no Eidim against you, you walk into bed and you say, Pliny is in my house, he's a thief. A year later, you come in, Pliny's in my house, I rented it to him. It's not his. And we tell you, what do you mean? Last year you said he's a thief. You say, you know, I made a mistake last year. I was angry at him last year. And what I said last year wasn't true. He's not a gabi. He's a renter. He doesn't have a chazak. Zokta Rosh, you're allowed to change your taina in Bezdin. A person is allowed to change his mind as long as he's not doing it only because Eidim shlugged him up. He would have still been believed to say that Pliny's a gazler. A person could change his mind. I think we had once this idea that when a person wins anyway, he's not medagdik b'tanase. If a person knows he's going to win no matter what, he says this taina, that taina, he's not so medagdik in exactly which taina he says, because he wins either taina. Come on, Lachal, within 3 years, you don't have to be so medagdic. Now, you should be medagdic, but if you weren't medagdic, you believed. Zokta Rosh, the Rashbam's pshat is not emes. It's not true. Within 3 years, where a person's going to win either way, he could change his title. Aye, what's pshat in this Gemara? Zokta Rashbam, Zokta Rosh, you know what's pshat? The first 3 years, he made one Lachal. Then, at the end of the second 3 years, he said a contradictory mafar. That's pshat in the Gemara, irr v'chazav irr. Not like the Rashbam. The Rashbam says 1 year, 2 year, 3 years. The Rosh says no. He made one error 3 years. The second error 3 years later. And 3 years later, he's saying that what I said the first 3 years was sheket. The first 3 years I said Pliny was a gazel. The second 3 years I say Pliny is a renter or an oris, then it's no good. As I state in Rush. Why is it no good? Because your maida that what you said in the first 3 years was sheker. So it's as if you never said it. So it's as if you never said it. That means you didn't make a machah the first 3 years. So memeila, there's no machah. This is how the Rush lives. I didn't understand the Rosh. The Rosh's title is against the Rashbam, I understand. But just the Rosh's case, I have a problem. I just push up shot. You're in a field. And you claim you bought it from the Marikama. You claim you are the Marikama. I'm sorry, I'm the Marikama. You're in my field. It was my field originally. You're in my field. You claim you bought it for me. I get up and I say, Pliny's a gazlan. So what do? He's our Bishvare. Right? 3 years later, I come, I know I have to make a new machah. But 3 years later, I say, Pliny is an Aris. So when I say, Pliny is an Aris, Bezdin comes down on me. I say, aha, he's not a gazlan. Your machah from 3 years ago doesn't count. It's out the window. It's as if you never made a machah. He wins. Why does he win? What are we talking about here? We're talking about a machah. If I make a machah, he has to watch his shtar. Let me ask you a question. When I make a machah, he's going to watch his shtar. Is only if I tell the truth? Could that be? Does that the words make sense? I sold him a field. I come in 3 years and I say he's a gazlan. He watches his shtar because I'm telling the truth? Huh? Why is he watching his shtar? The shtar says I sold it to him. He's saying I'm a liar. That's the whole perek is that way. The whole perek, every macha, according to the Mazik, every macha is a lie. No? The Mazik says, one minute, the Mazik says I bought this field. If we say, watch your shtar, which shtar are we talking about? To the shtar, he says he bought it. So here, you say you bought a field for me. I come within 3 years, I say, you're a ganav. You never bought it for me. So now you watch your shtar. The rush comes and he says, yeah, he's only going to watch your shtar if the mecha is true. If the mecha is a lie, he's not going to watch your shtar. The words don't make any sense at all to me. The words don't make sense. Every mecha... That what? And therefore what? Even though he has to be Zohar B'Shtar,
as long as he didn't
make my thought, it doesn't make a difference if he's Zohar B'Shtar. I mean, we said that if he tells him, and the word gets back to him, so he said it's no good, right? Shah said, isn't it? But my problem though here is, what's Taka wrong with the Mecha? The Mecha he made within 3 years, he said Pliny's a Gazlan. We're saying that that's not a good Mecha. Why? Because he's lying. Later he said Pliny's an Aris. What's wrong with the Mecha exactly? That it's a lie? That's what's wrong with the Mecha? Is something wrong with a Mecha? If the purpose of a mecha is plainly should be zar bishtare, so then it shouldn't matter if it's a lie or not a lie. Unless you're right, maybe you're right. According to the Rush, just remember when we talked about the Ktzais I mentioned from the Tabas HaChayshin, and this is a Rush. The Tabas HaChayshin said the Rush Hashita is that mecha is a Tekana Durabana. The whole din of Chazaka and mecha is a Tekana Durabana. So you have to be mekayim the takana. You have to make a proper mecha. If you make an improper mecha, it's just never going to work, even though there's a sort of afishtar. So maybe here also, that's Pshan the Rosh, it's not a proper mecha if you say gazmusa and arisusa.
To think it through.
Are you saying this dafkalei the Rosh? I don't know. We have to see if this Rosh is a Shulchan Aruch. Right, but the Ikka Tain I have there, Yechap, what's going on? I mean, the Nakuda I'm saying is a horror on this Rush. Well, what is the Rush saying? It's a bad Mecha because it's a lie. Lidvarav Shel HaMazik, it's always a lie. It's always a lie. Lidvarav. So, no, you can't Tain, I didn't watch my Shtar because your Mecha is a lie. The person who's watching the Shtar says he bought it. The Mecha is always a lie, Lishitasa. I must stay in the Rush. So this kasha, I looked around. I saw the Ramosha and the Dibras Moshe as the kasha, but I don't understand this teretz. Yeah, but he's changed his time to 3 years later. So this says the first 3 years you did watch the shtar. So now I can lose the so the second mecha is not a good mecha. The first mecha is no good, or the second one. Second one's no good. I think the Rush's lashon is that the first one's no good though. I have to look again at the Rush's lashon. Okay, so maybe we'll come back to it tomorrow, and we'll start the beginning and start the next Gemara tomorrow as well.